What is up, guys? Welcome back. Going into hour three here of week four, a swan song. Adam.
All right. So you guys land on Froes, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. So the captain of the ship, Captain Seok, gives you coordinates. And the landing, like, it's a little rough because the atmosphere is so, like, ashy and like, stormy. Like, the planet was... Like Earth, it's kind of like post-dinosaur extinction Earth. Like, it's dark everywhere. There's a lot of, like, ruined structures. There's ash all over everything. And he gives you directions to what could have at one point been, like, a pretty, like, cosmopolitan city. Like, it's, you know, big steel and stone skyscrapers, but all their windows are blown out. There's these massive, like, hills of ash everywhere. And so you're flying towards this, like, blown-out city.
So they had a war. Is that what knocked them back?
No, it was a meteor strike. A big-ass space rock hit the planet and, yeah, wrecked their industry. So there's still there's some pockets of, you know, industrial capability on the planet. But, yeah, you guys are being led to this, like, abandoned, essentially this abandoned metropolis.
Okay.
And so their captain is on the bridge with you, and the rest of their crew is kind of like down by the cargo hold getting ready. And Mr. Falcon is there as well. You are directed to land, Victor, you can see there's like running lights on top of a, looks like it was a museum maybe at one point. It's got a flat roof that's obviously been cleared. And there's a circular area where the running lights are kind of, like, going around, where you can land the swan song.
Awesome. Yeah, I set her down.
Okay. All right. So when you set it down, the captain says to Higgs, he says, my superiors have sent vehicles to pick up the equipment. They should be waiting for us outside. I'll make sure you get paid then. Come with me. And he heads towards the cargo hold.
I look at Mr. S and kind of like beckon him to come with me.
I nod and I shadow.
Okay. So outside, the crew of the ship have all put on like rebreathers in the anticipation of going outside. You can still breathe in the atmosphere, but there's a lot of like dust and ash and stuff in the air.
Particular.
they get rebreathers from us.
Safe. Nope, they had them with them.
I look at the captain. I'm like, "Hey, you got two of those for us,
good sir?" he laughs. He's like, "If you're not prepared to go outside, I can go and make the deal. Keep the cargo.
We have the vac suits.
Yeah, you'd have to go and put them on and stuff.
Well, Piani, yeah. I'm not going to be the fucking marshmallow man out there, all nimble bimble, while these other guys are fucking running around at light speed. It's a bad plan."
Yeah, the captain says to you, Higgs, he's like, "I'm fine leaving our cargo on board as insurance, if you wish."
That sounds... I look at Mr. S, I'm like, that sounds good? That sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay.
Kind of like
so
pick up and lean over.
The gangplank comes down. There's all this like swirling particulate, and it's dark as hell. But you see the headlights of vehicles kind of pointed towards this one song, maybe three of them. And if you squint, you can kind of make out, like, the frames of, like, ATVs or something. And there's a bunch of people, like, maybe 10 people coming towards the swan song. They're armed, but they're not pointing their guns at it. They're just, like, holding them down.
Okay. And none of their people are left on the ship?
No, they've all gone off the ship.
As they walk off, I grab the nearest comm and comm to the bridge and say... Victor, you stay near the weapon system. We might need to... this is not sitting well. I feel like we're about to get fucked over.
Wait, did I hear you right, Higgs? You want me on the weapons?
Look, I know you're terrible at it, but it's either you or Piani, and Piani will try to reconfigure it to make it better. Who knows what that fucking...
Or Piani will shoot you with the sand.
Or Piani might kill me. I mean, that's what happened last time.
I'll prep the med bay.
Drop it.
As he's saying this, I'm like, "Mr. Higgins, do not let 10 armed men on the ship."
Of course not, Mr. S. That would be foolish and not wise.
So when they get off the ship, do you raise the ramp back up or do you leave it down?
I raise it up. If I raise it up completely, like, they're not going to be able to see inside the ship, right?
Right.
They're going to think we're stealing it. I guess I leave it down.
I can power down the engines, and we can raise up the cargo bay.
No, I mean, this doesn't, you know.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I would just leave the ramp.
All right. Sure.
Okay.
If anything, keep the engines running.
This way you engines can running ramp down.
Yeah. This way you can keep an eye on them. Okay, so their captain walks out and meets up with someone else who walks towards them. These guys are all dressed in, like, gray, like, urban camo. And they have rebreathers as well. Some of them have, like, full helmets. They're all, like, hooded. And they're carrying, like, pretty decent firearms. So someone comes up. The two of them have a conversation. And then the comms on your ship, like, you get a flick of flash on the panel from one of the guys.
I tap the button. Yes.
Okay. So it's the captain. He says, "I've explained the deal to my companions."
Fantastic.
We're not going to give you the money, Higgs.
Oh shit.
You can keep the cargo though.
Well.
And I don't hear this. Is this over Freecom or no?
No, I would think it's over the ship.
Ship's comm. Yeah. He says that cargo is worth well more than 150,000 credits.
I look at Mr. S and just, like, roll my eyes. and everyone is on... can I see what they're...
Is Mr. Falcon with him, too?
Yeah. Yeah, Falcon's, like, right next to the guy. And he's actually the only one, like, of their group that's turned around to face the ramp. Like, he's just looking... I mean, you can't see exactly what he's looking because of this mirrored faceplate. He's looking in the direction of the ship.
I, like, mute the comms so that I'm not broadcasting. And I turn to Mr. S. Mr. S., if we were to fire upon them, would you be concerned about the loss of your dear friend out there?
Yes, of course. Please do not harm him.
Was I able to hear the conversation about how
I have,
they're not going to pay us?
I look at Mr. Higgs and say, look, I am a businessman. May I speak with him?
Yeah, you can do what you want. Here you go. I'll hand you the comms.
Okay.
I hold it and put it up to your mouth.
Captain, with all due respect, the arrangement was to get you to safety, you and your cargo, and there was an agreed upon sum. Can you please tell me why that deal has now been changed?
He says, from our perspective, the deal has only sweetened in your favor. We just don't have the liquid capital to pay you 150,000 credits now.
How much do you have?
He goes off for a second, and they talk. And he comes back. He says, we can give you 70,000 now, or you can keep the cargo.
I like, move it away from Mr. S and mute. I said, Mr. S, I'm going to be level with you because I think we should as crewmates. You do not want this inventory on board. We should probably just get rid of it.
I think I gathered as much. Let me ask him one more question.
All right. I'll mute it and hold it up to your mouth.
I understand, and we are prepared to perhaps take that deal, but you also have one other thing that I would be interested in perhaps discussing as part of the payment. I would like to render the services of Mr. Falcon for us as well.
Yeah! Yeah!
So there's a pause. They seem to be communicating, and then Falcon... I guess you notice Sika and you, like, he turns his head and when he hears his name, like, towards them while they're talking, and then he starts gesturing at them. There's some, like, arguing, and then the captain comes back and he says, Mr. Falcon owes my organization a great deal more than money, but we would be willing to overlook this debt and remand him to your care. There will be no credits. You'll give us your cargo and you can take your friend and leave.
I look right at Mr. S and hold I just the... like shake my head.
No.
As no?
Credits.
Yeah. I just kind of like.
Understandable. I appreciate the offer. Unfortunately, money is what makes this ship run, so we will need some credits for this mission that we took out of our way. But if you're not prepared to do that, then I guess we'll take the original deal.
So you want to keep the cargo or?
Yeah.
Take the keep cargo. Okay.
And I look at Mr. Falcon.
I just like thumb on my comms privately to the Swan Song crew. And
you guys are getting really good at the comms juggling.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And I just say, Guys, we really don't want to have to try and sell this. Could we work out some deal where it's like 70 now, 80 at a future date have the liquid capital?
We're not taking the cargo. We would just take the 70.
Yeah, well, it seems like we're giving them a pretty good deal.
Now that is a good deal. I go back over the mic.
Before you do that, so Piani, those parts, you'll never get them on a planet as backwards and shitty as this one.
You're like these, saying, get the computer parts, and meanwhile, there's like a carriage that goes by with the
There's not even fucking one thing on the list.
They bring you a difference engine.
You need to like.
I once put three rocks in a row, and one was red, one was blue, and I counted to three with it. Does it count as computer?
Shovel the coal in this end.
Yeah. Surely they have some other material support they can offer us beyond the credits. I think 70,000 could be fine if they also rendered us some kind of favor or got us a beneficial contact or something.
Higgs, you got 70,000 credits on one hand, or you got like maybe a million in blue fever on the other.
I would know that through the criminal.
Oh yeah, just by the crates. Yeah.
I look at Mr. S and I turn off the comms completely. It's just me and him, and I said, Mr. S, what? All right. You see that crate right there? And I point over to the one that's dressed to not look like Blue Fever. That's Blue Fever. We got about a million worth in credits. And I know you hate the shit. So what I'm asking you is that we're not going to, I don't know where it's going to end up, but why don't we just blow the shit out of these assholes out there? Get your friend. We'll make off. It's the best of both worlds. We can sell this for a million credits. We can make sure the Swan Song's paid for. I think that's the best get. It's going to be rough though. What do you think?
Unfortunately, I understand, and we do need credits, but I will never deal with Blue Fever. It has taken everything. Ask me another time, and I'll tell you the tale, but the price of my soul is a lot steeper than that, so
I
would ask,
comms.
If you want me in this crew, that we do this without the Blue Fever.
I say, Sicarian, how do you feel about the Anensa Royals?
They can burn as well.
How about they burn some Blue Fever?
You want to try to sell Blue Fever to the Anensa Royals?
To their people, yes.
No.
Turn their tactics against them.
We're not that group, guys. Come on. We're not peddling Blue Fever. That's.
I once again turn comms off, or turn it back on and say, Victor, shut the fuck up. And go back to...
yes, sir.
To Mr. S.
70,000 is good. We didn't even plan on this. If we can make contact with Mr. Falcon and I could find out a way to perhaps set up a better ambush, then yes. But just opening fire and hoping that he understands what's happening is not a good call.
You got his comms?
He's an old compatriot.
You have a way to contact him?
I have his comms, yeah.
All right. Let's just get rid of it. We'll just take 70, and we'll come back for Mr. Falcon at a later date.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I open up the comms and say, all right, we're ready to give it to you for 100. And just wait for the sign. Like, I'm just fucking with you. We'll do it for 70.
Okay. So you upload the cargo. They take it. You get confirmation of the transfer of 70,000 credits to your account.
Okay.
Before you leave, Mr. Sicarian, Mr. Falcon comes over to you, like on the ship, kind of in the like end of the cargo hold, and opens his mask so he can see you like face to face. And he says, he just kind of nods and he says, thank you. Like he knew this could have led to violence and that you knew instinctively, like he wouldn't have, even if you were like, come on, he'd be like, nope, I got to fight you guys. Sorry. So he's like, yeah, thanks for not letting me get to that. And he like claps you on the shoulder and he's like, see you around.
I said, I hope so. Let's be in touch. You know that thing that you and I still have to finish.
He nods. And one of the guys calls him. He's like, Falcon, let's go.
Before
and
we leave,
he starts walking away.
I talked, is the captain there that I was talking to?
He's somewhere. I mean, you can't visually distinguish one person from another because the lights from the ship and the lights from their vehicles are so bright and it's so weird and like blurry outside. You can just see that like everyone's still around. But you can get in touch with them on the comm.
I just want to contact him and get his information, his comm channel and everything, and to say if I would say you owe me one, so I just want to make sure that I have a way to contact you if indeed the you know, just to be friendly.
Okay. Before he goes, he says, he's like, actually, Mr. Higgins, I think that we're even. When I arrived, I got a message from a Calliope.
I just shut it off immediately when he says that. I shut it off completely.
Okay, he's like, eh, nope, nope, nope. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, cool.
I love Higgs's ostrich head in the sand attitude.
Hey, what's our life support at, by the way?
I think we're pretty much good.
Like, okay. Because we just got fully stocked and we just did a two-day trip, so it should be pretty good, right?
Yeah, we traveled 2 days with, what, 9 people? So we were down 18 days. So I'll mark that off of our 84.
Okay.
Wilbur, when you get the moment, come to the fucking computer room, will you?
What is...
Mr. Higgins, let's get this engine. Let's deliver the goods. We've got a sick payday ahead of us. Let's do it.
So you guys...
you owe me 40,000 credits, you fucking son of a bitch!
Piani, the deal,
I want it now!
The deal has changed. The deal has changed. I will talk with you soon, and I just closed
the
call.
Bullshit, you fucking...
As I'm just walking through the halls, I'm just hitting mute on every speaker I hear.
Darth Higgins has changed the deal. Pray he doesn't change it any further.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Okay, so you you get the 70,000 credits in the ship account.
Everybody, the deal, by the way.
Everybody gets another 375 XP for completing another little mini mission. And
how much?
Yeah. Another 375.
So we're at 1025.
1125, is that?
Yep.
I think so.
It is the 1st of February, so if you want to pay the ship debt, it's up, it's due.
I think the standard is we split it four ways, but everyone also splits four ways paying.
Just take out the payments and then let's split it.
Steven, you're the quartermaster.
So as a group, while you get a bunch of communication. So now that you're connected to the satellite, you get a chance to sit down and look at the comms. So there's two messages direct like to ship. One is from a Sunbeam ship called the Salt Lick, notifying you that it's one day out and we'll meet you in Froes orbit. The other is from a Ximenez ship from a Captain Escobar. Who wants a status update on the salvaging of the pizza party. So, you guys can respond to those. You can go back to Oninta. You can go to Majid to refuel, pay your payments. You can do whatever you want.
We can't refuel freedom.
You can go to the sun and scoop it or whatever. Go to a gas giant and do that. But that'll take 4 days.
How much life supply do we have?
Steven? You should have lots. It's just a question of if you guys got to decide who you're going to give the core to, right? Because Sunbeam offered you credits for it, right? Like 50.
Oh, I forgot 50, about 000. That.
Yeah. Holy shit, 50, guys!
What?
Yeah.
We made 70,000 credits this month. We make a monthly payment of 8220, maintenance of 3230. Our total. Net profit this month was 58,550 credits. Each of us gentlemen takes home a shiny 14,637.5 credits.
Ah, wait, 14 what?
14,637.5, of course.
Okay. Cool.
Wilbur, you owe me fucking 40,000 credits.
Shut your trap, Miss Pick.
No. It's just Wilbur and I. He fucking comes to me and makes these off deals.
Yeah, and did you fix the comms? No, he fixed the comms, asshole.
No,
it had nothing to do with you.
No,
you did not make the deal. It was totally on this sick son of a bitch, Victor.
No, Victor and I fixed the fucking comms.
No, it was Victor. You did shit. It took you for fucking ever. I could have fixed the comms. Pi told me how to fucking fix it. Also, the CPU's about to blow up and you don't even know that shit. This is on
you. I do.
You don't know shit about nothing.
This is the point where Mr. Sakarian turns around and joins the Madari Syndicate. You know what? Never mind.
I'll put it down on your fucking book.
Put it on that make-believe book where you think that someone is going to pay you, because it's not me. Just like Storval. Go to my quarters. Awesome.
If you guys are quite finished, we should figure out. We should put in the coordinates to take this back to that scientist. We need to finish that mission as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need to. What are we doing with this core thing? I feel like I'm about to grow a third limb or something pretty soon.
What are we going to
do? You have two competing offers, right? You've got the original deal where Ximenez will pay you 10K flat for the core and give you salvage rights to the ship, which has its own time and cost involved. Or you can give the core to Sunbeam for 50K now, and they'll take it off your hands and be done with it.
But we get the salvage rights.
The ship belongs to Ximenez Shipyard, so if you give the core to Sunbeam, Ximenez will probably be like, fuck all y'all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're not going to do too well as mercenaries if we go back on the people who hired us. So for our future rep, I advise personally that we go to Ximenez and we return the core.
The only way we get missions is by our reputation. If we are known to ditch out, we won't get
missions. Yeah, and we can go loot that ship. That's the win-win situation right there.
Yep, I think so.
Okay, so how do you reply to the Salt Lick and let them know that you're not interested?
I do with the Southern drawl accent as well. So it's completely just like nonsense.
You gentlemen can kindly go fuck yourselves.
Well, that's the question, right? Do you like what do you tell them? Is it like a short and sweet kind of like no?
Well,
thanks,
the ones
thanks,
we're paying
no
our
thanks?
Ship to as well.
No, you're very nice, but. Our new signature is colon bracket smiley. It's a very passive aggressive smiley. So just whatever you say, JP, just add that at the end, and that's it.
Done.
That's our calling card.
Yeah, okay. I basically in I don't know how I would do this. I'd have to think about it in Southern, but I basically just say like, unfortunately, we're going to stick with the original offer that we had. We totally understand and respect what you are offering. It's just that we do not want to be known as a crew that goes back on their word. Please understand this. If you have any other jobs for us in the future, do not hesitate to reach out. We're the best in the business. My name is Higgins. I'm the best. Really, period. It's me. I'm the best, period. And then I do the smiley face. With this.
Awesome. Higgins the best Higgins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you try to let him down politely. All right. Yeah. Well, you get a message back, and it's a holo recording of a guy, not the same guy you talked to before, but this is several hours later. It's a relayed call from some route system, but it's a guy dressed as like a cowboy. He's kind of like the cowboy from The Big Lebowski, that guy with the big bushy mustache.
Yeah, Whale Partner.
He'd be played by that actor. He's kind of old and. And he's like drinking a mint julep while he's talking to you. And he says, well, Higgs, it's a real shame you chose not to go down this road with us, but we don't begrudge you. You've been paying your bills on time, and you're a businessman like myself. Hopefully we'll cross paths again. And you have a general, like a Sunbeam kind of email address for this person that sent you the message. His name's Jebediah Salt. And you can get in comms with him if you need to in the future without having a role or anything.
Great.
You got his like direct line.
Salt, you said?
Salt, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Escobar, the guy that gave you the job in the first place, the Ximenez dude, he just wants a status update. So he's like, what's going on? Like, tell me what happened. So what do you tell them?
And this is the guy that wants our reactor?
Yeah, this is the Ximenez guy that gave you the job in the first place.
Okay, I type, hey, Higgs here, dash, dash, the best. Enter, enter. Got the core. It's in the ship, or it's in our, I can't remember the word. I just like put dot, 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 dot. Hangar, it's in the hangar. where would you like to meet? And then send that.
So your reply comes back. I'm just going to see how long it's going to take him to get there. It's like, it's all short, like telegram style. It's like, we'll come to you. Wait. 1, 2, 3 days. It'll take them to get here.
Okay.
And then it gives you the transponder codes to recognize the ship. It's like, meet us in orbit over Oninsa. The ship is called the Crow River.
The Crow River?
Yeah, the Crow River.
Okay.
He says that, yeah, they'll be there in 3 days. So what are you guys, where are you going to go, first of all, and what are you going to do for 3 days?
I would assume
Especially now that you have money.
Is there like a refueling station that would also have like merchants on it?
We should pay maintenance on our ship.
Yeah, you see, to do that, yeah, you have we to did, go. You got to do it in a place that can maintain the ship. Like, Froes can't do it because they're backward. But if you go to Majid or back to Oninsa, you could get that done.
Yeah, I say we go there. Back to Oninsa or whatever and get everything up to snuff and perhaps do some shopping because we got 3 days to kill.
Oninsa might not be your best choice given that you just basically flipped the bird to the government and flew away. You might want to let the heat die down over there first.
Does Majid have sufficient resources itself?
Definitely, yep. Yeah, Majid is right in the middle of a big economic boom. There's some like material that was found on that planet, and it's just been blowing up. There's the prospectors there all trying to like go and make it rich. Piani, you're from there, right?
I'm from Majid, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so Majid, they've got a stranglehold on the planet, basically on the government, but it's still pretty lawless overall because it's lots of like little outposts wherever these mineral deposits are being found, and they're all about like you might have to like pay bribes and stuff to keep the cops off your back if anyone comes looking for you, but it's very much like a Wild West kind of environment.
Yeah, let's go to Majid instead.
What's the tech level?
It should be tech level 4.
Yep.
Would we be able to buy our computer parts there?
You could try, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you had like a connection or something, like someone there that could hook you up,
you could. When we get there, we'll call into the criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll call there.
Criminal computer parts dealer.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so it takes you guys 48 hours to get to Majid. So you arrive on the 3rd of February, and you have a day basically before the Crow River arrives. So what does everybody want to do while they're on Majid? So I'll give you a description of Majid. So the plan you plan on like landing, right?
Oh yeah,
and going to a dock and stuff. Okay, so Majid, it's bigger than Earth. It's got a temperate, it's like a mildly bioengineered atmosphere. Obviously, no one knows how to do that anymore, but it was done in the ancient past before the Scream. So people can inhabit it. The Mandarinate of Majid controls it through like bureaucracy. Basically, they buy up land. Lots of like shady business practices and stuff. And as soon as you get within like comms, kind of like close comms range of the planet, your entire comm system just like lights up with ads, like for different competing star ports. And they're all in like Mandarin. Come to this starport, and it's like, this is how expensive it is. And then another like competing offer will pop up. And then it's just like your whole holo display is covered in ads for like bars, brothels, like all the amenities Majid has to offer, and you're just kind of like pummeled with them when you arrive.
Well, I speak, so can I determine which one's the best one for us to go?
Yeah, sure. Make a business roll.
I mean, can I just make a Chinese roll?
that's learning. That's understanding the words. You can make the business roll to figure out because it's.
Well,
all
I mean, obviously, I'm going to choose the one that is the most enticing. Like, I mean,
okay,
you know,
yeah, you can choose which one you go to. What were the circumstances of your leaving Majid, by the way?
Well, the
are you nervous at all about returning home?
I mean. Not really, because it's such a huge place, and like I really only harbor sort of ill will towards the like guy who bought everything out and is just the rich asshole sitting on the top of the mine.
The local Mandarin of whatever town that you were in.
Yeah, and I know he's got all sorts of bad government and police ties, but like as far as he's concerned, I'm a nobody on his.
Right,
his radar.
You know? You're just some urchin that got.
I mean,
away
as far as I know, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So no, not really.
Okay. Sure. So I guess Piani picks the place for you guys to sit down. And you're on the outskirts of a city, in so much as there are cities on Majid. And it's all very kind of like ramshackle. Like there's no gleaming skyscrapers. There's just a very broadly spread out, you know, a lot of the time the ships here land and then they don't have fuel or they didn't work well enough to take off again. So they just convert them into buildings. Hmm. It's all sort of strung together with, you know, like cheap power line. Comms is all kind of like hardwired. Maybe someone has got like an illegal salvage, like a dish they've put up on their building. And then they sell information out of there. They sell like bandwidth from their bandwidth store. You guys land at a little like private, like for rent sort of airfield outside of the main urban center of the city.
First thing that Wilbur does is open up comms and find the best black market dealer for goods on
sure.
the planet.
Yeah. So it's not even like black market. Like there, it's all gray. Everything's gray market here. So
well, can I make like a criminal roll to see who would?
Yeah. Do you want to like know someone specifically here? You can go.
I want to know a merchant that perhaps I've run with sure. or something like that.
Okay.
That's just plus one. Oops.
Are we shopping?
Seven. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Sure. So I mean, you know, lots of people here. This person in particular, his name is Li Jun. He's a local of the sort of recent group, and he just set up shop here. He used to be a smuggler, and then one day he landed on Majid and was like, "Oh shit, this is like paradise for me." So he's just using his connections throughout the sector to bring goods here and sell them to the people of Majid.
Okay, I make my way towards. I tell the party that I'm going to go meet, say hi to my old friend Lee, and they're welcome to come if they want. But
sounds good.
Okay.